Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Primetime with Isaac Insu.
Can build cities. Can transform the world. And rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No, 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 no!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Primetime with Isaac Insu.
It's gonna work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac Insu on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back to our show, guys.
Okay.
It's 4:09. Beautiful day. Kidding me?
Oh, me too. I love you.
It's supposed to be nice all week, right up until the weekend, then the thunderstorms.
Yeah, 80-something degrees today, man. We are talking sports.
Yes, yes, we are.
Now, if you're just tuning in, you missed two very major fan announcements. One is that, unfortunately, the 8th Annual Fan Golf Classic has been postponed until 2021.
Which is, by the way, just a fancy way of saying that we canceled it this year. I love how no one will say anything is canceled.
Shut up.
It's been postponed until next year.
It's moved to the next one. So we're going to play two of them next year.
I was talking to my buddy that does the concerts. He runs the Sunlight Amphitheater up there in Clark County. And he was saying that it's laughable because no one wants to cancel anything, because if you're the act and you cancel, you have to... You're responsible for paying back your fee. And if you're the venue and cancel, then the artist gets to keep it. So it's like this game of chicken that no one will ever say that anything is canceled. Mm. They just keep delaying.
Interesting.
Yeah, no one will admit fault. No artist will cancel, and no venue's like, no, we're canceling on you.
Well, I can see that, though.
Yeah, it's game of chicken.
Won't they just wait, and then they'll just everything that's booked will be played.
Well, not everything.
Most of them, they'll just pick it up when
But if you're saying that's like, it's all language, so you're seeing a lot of people that are saying, hey, the tour has been postponed. No, it hasn't. It's been canceled, and they're going to pick it up next year, but no one wants to use the term canceled.
So we will not have the Fan Golf Classic this year.
No.
Due to safety issues.
Yes.
The other thing is, there's a new fan text code. If you text our show at all, jot down 503-250-1080. That will be the new text code. That's also our phone number here.
And when we start taking calls at any moment, which I'm sure we do, you can text and call, same number.
Same number, 503-250-1080. Just a quick save to your contacts, and that will replace 55305 effective June 1.
Rest in peace, 55305.
Okay, so, Bill, yes. How many Homeland Security... secretaries can you name?
Zero.
Of all time. Because, that only started, after 9/11.
Yeah. Well, I will say...
But do you remember the first guy?
I don't. I've got a letter. I think his name was John. We've got a letter from the director of Homeland Security that says we're essential personnel, but I forget what his name is.
No, his name's Chad Wolf.
Chad.
And that's who I'm talking about here on this story.
Chad Wolf.
Yeah.
Quite frankly, that
what
sounds,
a name.
Sounds made up. But
don't
I'm,
you... Aren't you
he's
happy?
A Chad and his last name is Wolf?
Yes.
Yeah. Man. Aren't you happy that a guy named Chad Wolf is Secretary of Homeland Security?
Yes. Like, who's watching our back? Chad Wolf. I feel like if there's an asteroid coming our way and Bruce Willis is not up to the task, which of course he would be, give me Chad Wolf. He'll go up there and stop it.
So Tom Ridge was the first guy.
That's not a bad one either.
You don't remember Tom Ridge?
Tom Ridge.
Do they have to have a cool name to have this role?
Trent Steelman, Director, Homeland Security.
James Loy. Was the next guy.
Okay. Yeah.
Michael Chertoff. Janet Napolitano.
That's a cool name.
Rand Beers. But that Rand Beers.
Ran or Ram? Yeah.
Rand, like Rand Paul.
Rand. Rand Beers.
Rand Beers.
It's a solid name.
Yeah.
Jay Johnson, spelled J-E-H.
That Jay Johnson?
John F. Kelly, remember him. Elaine Duke.
I feel like we've been through quite a few.
I know.
Is this like a...
Kirsten Nielsen.
It's like a temporary position?
Also,
or?
We've had a lot of pretty cool names.
Kevin McAleenan.
Not
going to be Homeland Security yeah, Director anymore?
The hell out of here.
And now Chad Wolf. Well, anyway, the reason I bring that up, Bill, is that this story has not hit the major sports site headlines. Mm-hmm. I'm not really sure why, but maybe it's just because it's clearly procedural. But the Chad Wolf, the acting Secretary of Homeland Security, has signed a designation that makes professional athletes essential workers.
Aha. Well, Florida did this early on. They took some heat when they declared professional wrestling essential, and they allowed the WWE to continue because they write big checks to the people in charge down in Florida. Professional athletes are essential personnel.
Yeah. So this was brought to our attention by the NHL Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly. He said this on Tuesday that Chad Wolf signed this thing. And Wolf's quote, I'll read you his quote here in a second, but basically it's so that, because this is a big one with Canada.
That you can get in the country.
Yeah, so it's basically an end around so that athletes who play in U.S. sports leagues can return and play.
Yeah, because this was they said that, you know, the European guys mainly, that's why the UFC had to go to Fight Island. Right, is because all the foreign guys couldn't get into the country, which I'm not certain. I'm assuming this counts for UFC guys, even though they're building Fight Island. And did you see they filed trademarks now for it to be UFCSEA?
No.
Yeah. They filed four separate trademarks.
I'm down with that.
Yeah. So instead of Fight Island, which shame on you, it should be Fight Island. That's fantastic. Yeah, they're going to just nickname it UFC, but spell out the C.
All right. Here's Chad Wolf's quote. Professional sporting events provide much needed economic benefits, but equally important, they provide community pride and national unity. In today's environment, Americans need their sport. It's time to reopen the economy, and it's time we get our professional athletes back to work.
Look, I'm all for opening the economy. All I ask for is intellectual honesty. And
can I give you some intellectual dishonesty?
Yes. What do you got?
Chad Wolf is great, and he's right.
Okay. I'm going to say that no. Just be honest and just say we want our sports. There's no other reason
That's what he said.
Yeah, we just want our sport. It's not essential.
Yeah,
This is like when...
he has to pass it off as such.
Yeah, it's not essential. Just say what you mean and don't...
Look, he did a lot of guys a solid right there.
Yes. Just be like, we want this back, and whether or not it's a good idea, damn it, we're bringing them back, so screw you. Just be honest about it.
I think he is. Athletes are essential workers. And again, I don't know why that's not making headlines, but it is on our radio.com website.
So like in the apocalypse, right? And everything's falling down around us. That's what we're going to turn to is Damian Lillard and LeBron James dribbling a basketball Space Jam style, right? That's that's essential.
And Chad Wolf.
Yeah, and Chad Wolf.
He knows.
Well, it's like when they said that we were essential because we disseminated news and information to the people.
Right.
Boy, you're getting real loose with the term essential there.
Well, you know who decided that too? Chad Wolf.
Chad Wolf, Director of Homeland Security.
Sent us a letter.
I've got the letter in my glove box.
All right. Coming up next, we have hosts for the remote ESPYs.
I know, because if you didn't care about the ESPYs before, wait till you see it at home.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, in the news is coming up next. Love the latest on Multnomah County. Some hiking trails for you. Oh, I have in the news audio today.
Ooh, look at us.
How about that? It's not often you get audio on in the news.
No.
Let me tell you something. When you sent me that clip, I went, why am I grabbing this audio?
Yeah, well, you'll hear it. Well, Mike really selling it there.
The newsman wants the audio, so give it to him.
No, no,
Mike.
No. It wasn't like that. It was more like, this is uncomfortable.
Oh, Mike really selling it there. Mm-hmm. But first, Jim, we have hosts for the ESPYs.
Of all the things that could go
That's where
away.
We're at.
When was the last time you watched the ESPYs?
Never. I don't know.
I remember when Peyton Manning hosted it. Didn't we play his monologue because it was funny?
We might have. Norm MacDonald has a, you know, back in the day, he roasted everybody and everyone got all pissed off. He was making fun of like O.J. Simpson. And
Stuart Scott's speech, Jimmy V's speech. Those are famous moments from the ESPYs, right?
Was Jimmy V the ESPYs?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because they have the Jimmy V Award, right? Maybe it wasn't the ESPYs, but they named an award after him.
Yeah. I don't know if that's
I didn't think the ESPYs existed back then.
I don't know. I don't know what the speech is. I mean, we all know the speech, but I actually don't know where that.
Yeah. It says 1993 ESPY speech.
Okay. It did exist back then.
Yeah. I didn't know they had the ESPYs back then either, Mike.
No.
But apparently they did.
Yeah, go ESPYs. Actually, don't go ESPYs because.
I think I watched it terrible. Like twice as a kid, but it's awful.
Well, not even live, right? they tape them now, like over 2 days, and you know, they're horrific. There's no, and they're so self-serving. It's just, it's.
Here's what they're going to do. See if this tickles your taint.
Okay.
They will air June 21 on ESPN, and their hosts will be all up in Seattle. Dangerous will be a host, as well as Megan Rapinoe and Sue Bird.
Ooh. Look at that.
Because, you know, they...
they're together.
Megan Rapinoe, finally but not last, winner of the Golden Boot, the tournament's top scorer, and the Golden Ball, the best player, Megan Rapinoe.
Tournament's.
I want nothing more than her to make a Megan Rapinoe joke. And no offense to Russell Wilson, who I love.
Uh-oh.
Russell Wilson is just... He is criminally underrated. He's one of the three best quarterbacks in the NFL. I find his personality to be such a bore.
Hey, Seattle.
And
he on the Tiger Phil golf match? Didn't I see him on there?
I didn't see him.
Yeah, I think he showed up.
He slipped in.
Yeah.
And was really boring on there.
I feel like Russell Wilson is going to try to like showcase his personality, and it's just.
What if he starts tap dancing?
It's going to be an abomination. Mark it right now. Mark it eight, dude. He is going to be terrible on this.
Let's give him a chance. What if this is his monologue?
Let's be great, baby. Let's be great. Let's be great. Let's be great.
30 seconds of let's be great.
He's going to try to be funny, and it's just, it's going to come across awkward. I love Russell Wilson, but he's got a little bit of the Alex Rodriguez that when he.
Okay, Jesus.
When he talks.
Not going to let him finish his monologue? Come on, Rob.
Don't you kind of get the sense that Russ is. None of it seems really authentic. It just seems cheesy and forced.
He seems fake.
Yes, and that's the A-Rod thing, and it's not going to play well over Zoom in the ESPYs. It's just, it's not. This is going to be bad.
Okay, so so Rapinoe and Bird, you know, they share a bed, so they're in the same house. And then...
Maybe they share a futon. I don't know what their situation is. Maybe they do Fred and Wilma.
I'm going to go ahead and assume they have a bed.
Maybe they do two separate beds.
And they did say in the release.
1950 style.
They did say in the release that they will be all showing off their sense of humor.
Yeah. Again.
So there you go.
Just, I'm telling you, buckle up right now for some really, really awkward Russell Wilson material. Yep. He's just.
So
he's going to be a comedian and it's not going to land well.
It will be remote. As I mentioned, they will not honor athletes or sports moments.
What?
No awards.
Actually
there will be awards, but they will not honor athletes or sports moments. Yes. Go ahead, Mike. I call on Mike first.
Yeah.
Why?
Why?
Because they believe that in a time of COVID, this very difficult time, that they would rather celebrate heroism and humanitarian aid.
Okay.
Question?
Yeah.
Teacher?
Yeah.
Yes, Mike.
Can't
yes.
they do both?
They don't want to do both.
Well, I'm confused.
They find it it's not award, appropriate.
It's an award show for sports and sporting moments.
Yes.
But because of the pandemic, it's a sensitive time. But people want normalcy unless they don't. And people want to support heroism, but want things to be normal.
So is this like if the Oscars were like, hey, we're going to have the Oscars, but we're not going to honor movies? So
yep.
Well, look, it's a weird year.
What are you going to do for a couple hours?
So here it is. Here's what it's going to look like.
Okay.
So the producers, what they say they hope to do is they hope to air the Pat Tillman Award, the Arthur Ashe Award, and the Jimmy V Award winners. They hope to air them getting a call, a video call with the news of them winning as the audience finds out. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
So how are they going to do this, you may ask? That would be a valid question.
Sure.
Like, what? How are they going to do this? They are going to collude with family and team members of the winners to lure them to a video screen and surprise them that they have won the Pat Tillman, Arthur Ashe, or Jimmy V Awards.
This is not...
at the ESPYs.
This is not going to go well.
Do the players care about those awards?
Well, they're pretty... those three in particular are... again, they are humanitarian, more heroism awards than, you know, just like best NFL season or whatever.
Yeah.
So I think that even if you don't care, you probably should... pretend you care.
Right. But I think what Suk's alluding to here is it's not going to go well because they're going to think they're calling grandma on Zoom and all of a sudden they're going to get bombarded with the Pat Tillman Award, which is great. But are they going to, if they don't care that much, are they going to have the wherewithal to pretend?
I just have a whole
feeling. ESPN. Let's be great, baby.
Zero confidence. Zero confidence that this is going to go off smoothly.
There is a one other note, side note, that is important to mention here when talking of the 2020 ESPYs.
Yeah.
Their longtime executive producer of that show, who is the head cheese of the show, died in February. So
it's going to be a new...
it's a new thing.
COVID or no COVID?
No COVID.
Okay.
Yeah, she died. And then, so Russ Wilson, Megan Rapinoe, and Sue Birdie.
Buckle up.
Be people. Out there
this isn't gonna...
handing out awards to unsuspecting citizens.
I still feel like you could do both.
Yeah.
Because since the last time the ESPYs aired, sports did happen.
I know, but I think their press release stated that they don't feel it appropriate.
No.
They feel like it's very sensitive time.
That doesn't make any sense.
They're going to have a sports award show that isn't going to be about sports, and you have three people that are going to be hosting this thing. It's going to be clunky as hell. Just buckle up. And on a somewhat related note,
I already wasn't going to watch it. Now I'm definitely not going to watch it.
Unless you want to watch the train wreck.
Well, this is what social media is for, right? Is they'll find the train wreck portions of it, so and they'll just post it for
you. You don't have to watch it.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to rewind this to Memorial Day just a little bit because they mentioned the Pat Tillman Award.
Mm-hmm.
Pat Tillman, I'm going to get in my soapbox here for about 2 seconds. Pat Tillman is an absolute hero of mine. I love Pat Tillman, and not just for, you know, the military thing. If you actually look into the life of Pat Tillman, that is one of the more interesting, heroic, principled men you will ever come across. Pat Tillman, and I didn't get to play against him. I was on the sidelines 1 year. We overpathed 1 year when I was a freshman and didn't play, but was honored to be on the field with Pat Tillman.
Played for the Cardinals.
Played for the Cardinals.
Arizona State.
Gave up the NFL dream to go into the military. They won't do this on the ESPYs. At least I hope not. Because I haven't watched the ESPYs, and I'm assuming that they're handing out the Pat Tillman Award. His family's involved in it somehow. But there is nothing I hate worse than when people use Pat Tillman for their bullcrap agenda. And if they would remotely look into who Pat Tillman was, the vast majority of people that run his name out there would realize that Pat Tillman would want nothing to do with your horse crap organization or cause that you're using out there to promote your own agenda. Even Pat Tillman's wife, who, by the way, should be the authority on this, Pat Tillman's wife has said publicly, "You can't speak for Pat. I can't speak for Pat." We want to take Pat Tillman and we want to put him in this just this little tiny box about this guy that was like, you know, everything America is great. And, you know, this is what I'm going to do. And I'll give my, it's just not true. So I encourage anyone that next time you see, whether it's a Pat Tillman Award, or you see someone on Memorial Day and they're running out Pat Tillman stuff, or the next time someone's running his name out there, all I ask is to actually do some research and look into who Pat Tillman was, and then decide for yourself whether or not that is a worthy use of his name, because I just think it's a disgrace to him and his service and who he was, that his likeness and his image and who he was gets misrepresented, I think, more so than any other person in the sporting world, or maybe even in, you know, in pop culture right now. So that's my brief little 2-minute thing on Pat Tillman, because I saw about 20 of those during Memorial Day that I just shook my head at people that have no idea who he is, and they just randomly throw it out there for whatever, you know, Memorial Day post you want to make about Pat Tillman.
All right, geez. God, man.
Well, it bothers me.
Yelling at us.
It does. It really, that gets underneath
friendly fire, right?
Didn't
he die of friendly fire?
Yes. And then they lied and
they
covered it up. And they, even his family was livid. That family had to go through hell and back just to find the real story about what happened, because the military wanted to use him to prop him up and use him in a way that was disingenuous and that Pat Tillman would have absolutely hated. And by the way, Pat Tillman was critical of the war, and Pat Tillman was critical about what he was doing over there in a lot of ways. So we just want to make him out to be this waving American flag. And it just wasn't him. So again, just look into who he was. He was a really, really interesting man. And again, one of my heroes that deserves to be a hero and deserves for someone to be admired, but for so much more than just being a stereotypical serial box, you know, propaganda machine for whatever, you know, America cause you want to throw out there.
All right, up next on In the News, Multnomah County has set its goal for phase one reopening. We'll tell you when that is next. But first, Mike with SportsCenter.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
You know, this song, Walk This Way, makes me feel different than it may you, because that's the song I set my alarm to when I wake up for golf in the mornings.
What?
Yeah, that's my wake-up
like
song.
Now, right? Currently?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, I put it on that. You know how you can choose? I don't like any of the, like, sounds on the phone.
Sure.
So I just put a song from my playlist. And of course, Aerosmith is like way at the top, so it goes in alphabetical order.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to scroll all the way through all these songs.
You just go with this.
So I'm just like, oh, Walk This Way. That's a cool song. That's a nice song to wake up to. And so every time I hear that, I'm like, ah!
I don't wake up. I just do
the regular alarm.
Yeah, the regular alarm.
That's what my wife does.
Yeah, I used to have the old CD alarm clock that you could put a CD in there and then you could queue up your song. But
oh,
yeah. You remember like those?
Fancy.
Yeah, remember those old school ones?
Very fancy.
Yeah, it was like, ooh, look at me. I get one of 12 songs. You put it on shuffle and you never know what's going to happen. The only thing I have that's close to that is this was a long time ago, back in the church going days. So let's go back a decade or so. But I used to have that where you had to plug in your iPod, you know, to the car. Right. I didn't have Bluetooth or whatever. And so it would just kick in the very first song. Right. When I would plug it in, it would just start.
Remember the old like tape deck one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the very first song on my iPad or my iPod was it's alphabetical order, mm-hmm. A, and it was AC/DC. And the very first song that would come on whenever I plugged it in was Highway to Hell. And so my kids thought it was the best thing ever that we would drive to church blasting AC/DC's Highway to Hell. And every Sunday when I get in the car, I would turn that on. So whenever I think of that, I think of going to church, and it's fairly appropriate.
All right, guys, it is May 27th, 2020. It is time for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Can you believe it's May 27th? We're almost to June.
Yes.
Boy, May has actually gone fast for me. I don't know if it's gone fast for you.
I know we kind of thought that since May was canceled that it would be another kind of slog, but I know I'm with you. I think it's been pretty quick, but, you know, June's been canceled too, so.
It is Nothing to Fear Day.
Oh, okay. Well, that's appropriate. And that's, by the way, that's horse crap.
So there you go.
There's plenty of things to fear. This idea of like men, oh, I'm not afraid of anything. Oh, to hell you're not. I'm afraid of all kinds of things. Swamps, Brock Lesnar, plane crashes. There's plenty of things that I'm afraid of. And so is everyone else if they're being honest with themselves.
It is also, well, not today, okay? Because it's Nothing to Fear Day. It is also Grape Popsicle Day.
I haven't had a popsicle in, I don't know, 15 years.
Grape has always been my favorite flavor of those kind of things.
Yeah.
So, okay. Great popsicles.
I would always prefer some sort of ice cream to a popsicle.
Multnomah County is the last county in Oregon to apply for reopening to phase one.
Have we applied or?
We.
Well.
What do you mean we?
We are currently in
Multnomah County. You're Clark County. You're on hold over there, pal.
Yeah, nothing's happened in Clark County, so this is like where I work, so I'm going to. And it's the closest to where I live that could actually open, so fingers crossed.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the Washington County announcement. I know they applied, but I haven't heard
anything. They applied, yeah. Clackamas is businesses open. Have been approved to go to phase one. Multnomah County sets a goal today of June 12th. They will apply to reopen on June 5th. And if they are approved, they will begin opening on June 12th,
so
which
only
is
half of June is canceled. Hooray!
In Multnomah County, anyway. That's, yeah. When's that? Those are Fridays, okay. The 5th and the 12th.
All right. Well, go so Multnomah go. County. Yep. Fingers crossed.
They're the only county that is yet to apply. Some Columbia River Gorge trails are reopening today. The waterfall viewing areas will remain closed, though, so you can't, you know, congregate.
I'm going to ask a question because I'm not like an avid hiker. I occasionally will go on a hike, but you know, hiking is down my list of activities that I enjoy. Haven't people just been hiking anyways? Because I was down in Bend and we went on a hike, and technically that was closed, and I saw everyone and their grandmother out hiking.
The trail was closed?
Yeah.
Like, and you guys just were doing it anyway?
Yeah, everyone was doing it. Like, doing it wherever.
Does that make you feel better that everyone was doing it?
Yes. Well, it was like one of those where it was like, well, it's closed, but everyone's,
being honest about it.
Everyone's out there.
So if you were the only one doing it, you would feel worse?
You probably wouldn't have done it if you were the only one out there, right?
Right. Like, if no one else was on there and you saw it was closed, would you have gone on it? Or you just went on it because other people were doing it? You
no,
sheep.
I would have done it anyways. I went in, there's a park down here in Clark County. I was riding my bike last weekend, and it was closed. And I just went around the little closed barrier and then rode on the bike trail, and it was fine.
So what you're saying is the Deschutes County outbreak can be directly tied to one Jason Skukinik.
Again, if I'm riding my bike, who am I contaminating? No, I'm not doing that. So that's my question is, these trails that are open, I need to hear from Hiking Bro. Have people not been hiking, or have people been hiking and just ignoring the little caution tape? Because if you go to like parks, like around the jungle gyms, and like, there's one by my house that has like pull-up bars and stuff where you can work out, and they've got yellow caution tape around it. Yeah, that's not stopping anybody.
Yeah, it's a good question. I don't know. They say in the Columbia River Gorge, stuff will be limited through the summer, but some trails are reopening today. Skamania Lodge has reopened along with all of its trails.
Okay.
However, you cannot go to their spa and fitness center. It will be closed.
But I can go to, I can stay there?
Yeah. Yep, you can go there.
Can I get their buffet?
Yeah. Let's do this. Ooh. Sneeze guards all around.
Are we sure the buffet is going to be open?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
I don't know.
Because like, their buffet is fantastic.
I don't know.
Their brunch.
I feel like shared food spaces should probably just stay.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
They
that
have
should
a buffet.
Not be phase one.
They have, in my opinion, the best brunch in the Northwest.
Whoa. I didn't know that.
I'm throwing down that gauntlet.
I've not heard that they had good brunch.
It is amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
Only on Sundays?
Sunday brunch. I don't know if they have it on Saturday, but it's the Sunday brunch is phenomenal, and they do like a Thanksgiving. Like, if you don't want to cook for Thanksgiving, go to Skamania, and they do a brunch for Thanksgiving. Dude, it's amazing. Anything you could want, and everything is phenomenal. Fresh seafood, all the meats, waffles, the whole deal.
Love that.
Yeah.
Most day use and trailhead sites in Mount Hood National Forest will be reopening this Friday. But the Bagby Hot Springs will be the exception. They will stay closed.
By the way, Hiking Bros are in, and
everybody's out there hiking.
Everyone's out there. Trailhead's fully packed out in Hood National Forest. This guy says, I've been hiking. Caution tape breaks easily. Yeah, people out everywhere down on the Vancouver trails. Yeah, it's...
I would say that hiking is the one thing that's like, why was that canceled?
I don't get it.
Like, that's... Why wouldn't you let people do that
I think the thought is probably that some hiking trails are narrow, and if you're going the opposite direction, you can't really avoid people if you're trying to pass each other, right?
I swear to God. Yeah,
I'm assuming that's probably the case, right?
I am all for, like, what happened, like, at the Lake of the Ozarks and all that, and that's ridiculous, right? You've seen some of the, like, the beaches and stuff, and people just I don't understand those people that are like, it's not a thing anymore. But the idea
of them didn't believe it was ever a thing.
Yeah. The idea that I'm riding my bike down a path by someone else and like I'm going to do the John F. Kennedy magic bullet COVID sneeze at them, or I'm out hiking and that's like I'm going to blow it on a leaf and then the wind's going to pick up and that leaf's going to hit someone in the face and they're going to get it. By the way, the CDC just said like a week ago that it's more than likely you're not going to get it off a surface. That it's that the virus doesn't last very long on surfaces, especially outdoors. Is that it's like fishing.
They also said outdoors generally is fine because
yes, the idea
the wind blows it away.
The idea that like fishing and hiking and like bike riding was ever something that we're like, nope, not gonna do it. You might pass someone. Stop.
Let's be honest, we panicked, okay?
Yes.
We just panicked.
It was a real and that's
shut it all down.
Yeah, I just feel like it was very, very knee-jerk reactionary. I get shutting okay. down buffets. I get shutting down concerts and crowds of 40,000 people. Hiking trails? No.
Okay, coming up next, I have some In the News audio. ITNA, In the News audio for you. Okay?
Yes.
You ready?
I'm
ready.
Okay.
But we're going to have to do it next. These bros in Bend come up here to film them pulling a car out of the river, the Willamette, the mighty poop-filled Willamette.
Oh, yeah.
And boy... was there a surprise awaiting them?
Oh.
We'll get to that next on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, the Hot 5 of 5 is coming up. Now we have some In the News audio for you. This is a video crew filming this. They're out of Bend. They're called Adventures with Purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And they took to YouTube... they came up here. This was, what is today? Is today Wednesday?
Yeah. Today is Wednesday.
Yeah. They came up here yesterday and they filmed, they went to a boat ramp off of Southeast McLaughlin and they filmed the recovery of a car from the river. The mighty poop-filled Willamette.
That happens. I mean, we've done stories before where they go digging around at the bottom of that and there's plenty of cars and other... you know, various, things in the river.
So this thing was 85 feet. It was down in 85 foot deep water. But they pulled it out of there and they filmed it. And they live streamed it. The YouTube clip that results of that is about 19 minutes long. And it's 18 and a half minutes boring. But they are, you know, they're in the water and they're narrating and like, you know, here's what we're doing and this and that. So you can watch how they pull a car out of the river, right?
Yeah.
So now I'm going to play for you the last about 45 seconds of the video where the guy, all you need to know is that they've got the top of the car, say to where the windows roll down on the doors. They've got to that pulled it up to that level so you can see inside the car now, but it's still in the water and there are a bunch of people on the boat ramp watching and everything.
Yeah.
And this is the guy filming it, so he's got a camera phone and he's just kind of, hey, this is what a car that's been in the Willamette looks like. And he's filming and he's going around it, the circumference of it, and here is the last 45 seconds.
There's a shoe in there. Whoa, 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 whoa. Call the cops, call the cops, call the cops. Can we call them? Yep, call them. Sorry, guys. Unfortunately, there are a set of bones in there, right there. It is. We are now going to call the cops, and we are shutting this down.
Right now.
All right, guys, thank you for joining the live stream. This is our first official car that we ended up actually having a body inside of the vehicle.
Whoops.
So that's what we got going on. Thank you everybody for being here. And,
and
that's what
bye.
We got going on. Peace
bye.
Out.
Peace
thank out. You very much.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Whoa.
Out.
Whoa.
So there was a body in the car. Human remains.
Ooh, that's not good.
Down in the Willamette.
Have we figured out who was in the car? How long we've been in the car? Or?
Yeah, they say that the car is associated with a 2008 Portland Police Bureau missing person case.
Okay.
That person was at the time suicidal. So they believe it is a suicide.
Interesting.
Yes. A medical examiner responded to the scene after, whoa. Yeah. And now, if you watch the video, you don't, they blur out what he sees.
Sure.
You can't, they won't show that to you.
I imagine that's a pretty freaky, it's a pretty freaky thing.
He said that's the first time they've ever seen that.
Yeah. I was down this weekend. We were down off of Marine Drive there, and we were going on a stroll, and we couldn't figure out what was going on. There were a bunch of people all gathered together, and they were throwing fruit into the river.
At Fozzie Bear?
I didn't understand what was happening, and they were all Hispanic. They brought a porta potty down there, so I was like, well, clearly this is like a I meant to do this sort of gathering thing, but everyone was like, everyone was really quiet, and we didn't know what was going on, but they were just hucking strawberries and bananas and all this other stuff into the river, and we couldn't figure out what was happening. Then we walked down a little bit further, and then we saw a sign, and I guess there was a guy, he was 26, name was Francisco, I think, Vasquez. He drove into the Columbia River on the 17th, and they haven't found him. And so they were,
okay.
I don't understand what the fruit was. So I was like, I don't know if anyone is, I don't know
some
if that
sort
was,
of like,
I don't know if it was like a cultural thing or what. My son's girlfriend is Hispanic. And so we were asking her, it was like, hey, have you ever heard of this? And so I don't know if anyone out there, if that's like a, she had never heard of it, but yeah, they were all throwing fruit into the river.
Hmm.
And there was a sign, you know, saying if you see him, so, which,
all right.
That was, it was, when I saw the sign that, like, hey, if you see him, I was like, eh, he's been missing since the 17th. Like, if
you'd poke it with a stick, wouldn't you?
It just was one of those, like, ugh.
The Oregon Health.
No, I'm usually poking something to find out if it's dead or not. I don't worry about sanitation. So when I got home,
I didn't know that drop existed.
Yeah. When I got
well
home,
played.
I Googled it, and they said that he was driving to work,
mm-hmm.
and he didn't drink or anything. He was driving to work, and I can't figure out how he drove. He was driving on Marine Drive. I can't figure out how he got into the Columbia, because the sign says that he fell into the Columbia River.
Where exactly? On Marine Drive there? Because that's pretty close. Like, that butts up certain parts of Marine Drive. You can fly right off that thing into the river.
Yeah, it was just crashed Northeast Marine Drive in Portland, just west of 205.
But that's okay, a pretty so towards good the airport.
Yeah, it's a pretty good embankment, though, right? Like, you're going to have to, like, Dukes of Hazzard that thing? Or, like, that's not
No,
right.
You can go straight down.
Can you?
Yeah. I think if I'm remembering that, I haven't been up there in a while, but
I'm just looking at Google Maps. It looks like you could just drive right
off. You can
just
drive straight down in there.
Because I ride my bike along there, but that's, like, the bike path. I always thought the road was up above it. So, I don't know.
Yes, the road is above. I see the bike path, but I imagine that you could go down that
easily
little embankment.
That's not
onto the bike path.
That's not a little embankment. Like,
oh,
it's
driving
a, well,
into
yeah,
the
but if he lost control of the car, or like, I mean, the car is not gonna.
Well, what was
that's where it's gonna go.
What was horrid is, like, as he was going in the water, he called his sister,
ooh.
And like she heard him like yelling, like, "I'm in the river," and they found the car, but they didn't find him.
So what are you supposed to do when you get in when your car submerges?
You gotta wait.
Wait until it totally submerges,
to open the doors.
And then you can
open the doors.
Open the door.
You can't open the door when it's sinking.
Yeah.
So either you got to get out beforehand, like we'll get a window down and get out that way, or you got to wait for it to sink and then open the doors. But they said that he couldn't swim, so
ooh,
you know,
yikes.
Yeah. So anyway, I felt terrible for the family when we saw the sign. I just didn't understand what the.
So he liked fruit.
I don't know. I don't know if that's a cultural thing, if it was specific to him, but anyway, I just looked it up. They still haven't found him yet, so it's obviously a recovery effort at this point.
The Oregon Health Authority on Wednesday, now this is the most vague story of all time. They said it is working with local authorities to investigate an increase in COVID-19 cases tied to an outbreak at specific locations of a business. No other specific details have been
so there's
given.
No, so there's no details.
There's nothing.
They're just
looking into one specific business and multiple locations of that business.
But we don't
where
know,
there has been an increase in cases.
But we don't know what that business is.
They said the business operates in the Portland metro area's Tri-County region and the Willamette Valley. But they gave no other specific details about the business or outbreak location.
Do we not know how that's work? Wouldn't it make sense to tell us what the business is?
They said they will. They will have more specifics.
It's like a KGW thing. It's like something in your house that could kill you right now. Tune in tonight at 11.
Yeah.
Like,
we'll tell you in 3 weeks.
There's a business that could be making people sick, and you want to be aware of it, but we're not going to tell you right now.
All right, well, I guess we'll keep you posted on that. That's in the news May 27. The Hot 5 at 5, big news of the day, coming up next on The Fam.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.